sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. And actually, I have no idea whether I am into the system right now or not. I'm having trouble getting in, and nothing is opening like it's supposed to, so it makes it kind of difficult because I cannot see the screen here. And so I have no idea whether I am in this system or I'm not. So, well, somebody just told me they can hear me, so I'm in the system. But I'm going to tell you that right now I can't see the screen to be able to take calls or anything like that at all. And I don't know why this is so frustrating. I just can't stand some of this computer-type crap here. I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, it is what it is. Hello, everybody. Happy Easter. This is Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I'm just like discombobulated here right now because I can't get this stuff working right. It's very frustrating to me that I can't see these things. And, of course, makes for a real lousy radio show now, doesn't it? When these things don't open up like they're supposed to open up and you can't see what's going on. Anyway, it is what it is. I don't know what to do about this right now, to be quite frank. So it is what it is. Anyway, you know, I wanted to talk about a bunch of different things today. I don't have a guest lined up. So I did want to talk about, I went to this gun store on Friday here in Philadelphia because this is a gun store owned by law-abiding citizens who are following all the rules of gun ownership here in America. And they have a gun store, a couple brothers. They've been in business for like 40 years. Well, anyway, this group that calls itself Heeding God's Call, Heeding God's Call, how apropos for today, this group that calls itself Heeding God's Call has been harassing them because they want them to sign some kind of a pledge. And some kind of a pledge to do more than they're already doing. And what they are doing is abiding by the rules that they have to follow to be able to sell guns legally to people who'd like to purchase a gun. Because after all, it is our Second Amendment right to own guns, is it not? Yes, it is. So anyway, I went down there on Friday to support them because they planned on Good Friday to have this big protest out in the street. And they had gotten a permit to protest, so they were blocking off one of the streets in Philadelphia. And next to the gun store is a beer distributorship. And here in Philly, you got to buy your beer from these beer distributorship type stores. And so that fellow who owned that store, of course, he was SOL because, of course, they were blocking access to his store. But these so-called Christians who claim that they're heeding God's call, of course, that's what they call themselves, is they are heeding God's call. Of course, they have no problem with interrupting that person's ability to make a buck and stay in business and do what he needs to do. They have no problem with that at all. But anyway, they were there and they brought in a lot of people from outside of the city of Philadelphia. And of course, they're standing there with their banners and their signs and all of this kind of stuff. So it was kind of apropos. Because at this time, what was apropos was this Mr. Softy ice cream truck pulled up. And for those of you who are listening, if any of you know what a Mr. Softy truck is, Mr. Softy truck plays music, and it's the same music they've been playing since I was a kid, and that was a long time ago, so that would wake everybody up or alert people in the neighborhood that the ice cream truck was coming. So anyway, Mr. Softy pulled up, and it was like perfect. So everybody, of course, who was on the side of the gun store owners, Fred Delia and his brother, it's Delia's Gun Store in Philly. Well, of course, everybody bought ice cream, and the guy kept playing his music, which he's entitled to. It's his business. And of course, these protesters calling themselves Heeding God's Call, such absolute hypocrites. Of course, they had asked one of the Philadelphia police officers if they would make this ice cream truck shut their music off because they were interfering with them being able to spew their propaganda against this law-abiding citizen named Fred Delia and his brother in their gun store, Delia's gun store. So, of course, the cops said, no, they have every right to play their music. And so it was great. The ice cream truck pulled up at the perfect time. So timing was everything. I think God on Good Friday was looking out for Delia's gun store and smacking down these hypocrites who called themselves heeding God's call. Anyway, it worked out real great. And I had suggested to Fred, because I had had him on my radio show that airs in Philadelphia several weeks ago, when I had heard about what they were doing to him. And so I brought him on the show, and he's a real nice guy. You should see the gun store. It's like a neighborhood club, really. The people that come in and hang out, Fred's always got coffee going. And if you're from Philly, the big thing in Philadelphia, besides Philly cheesesteaks, are soft pretzels. I mean, they sell them on the street corner here in Philadelphia, and they're everywhere in Philadelphia. That's the big thing, soft pretzels with mustard on it. And so, of course, they got a box of soft pretzels, and people come in to get the soft pretzel. And, you know, everybody knows everybody in that store, and all these, you know, retired fellows and stuff come in, and they have a wall there with photographs that are all the soldiers from the Philadelphia area who are over in Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, other places, but fighting in these ridiculous wars. And they have a wall of pictures of all the old fellows who were in there who have now died. It's the wall of death, I think they said they called it. But in fact, one of the fellows on that wall had been a general, and he knew Patton when General Patton was alive and kicking and doing all the good stuff he did. So it was a real interesting group of people, wonderful people, really nice, decent people, law-abiding citizens, and all they were doing was doing what they are legally entitled to do. They're operating a business, they are law-abiding citizens, and they were being hammered by these hypocrites who call themselves heeding God's call. And I'll tell you something, there's nothing I can stand worse than a hypocrite. I can't take hypocrites. And it's been my experience that those who preach that they have the closest relationship with God are the biggest hypocrites. The biggest hypocrites sit in the first pew. And that's exactly what these jokers who call themselves heeding God's call were all about. They're absolute hypocrites. And it's a real shame that this kind of stuff goes on. But you know what? Hey, I'm all about freedom in this country, so you're entitled to be a hypocrite if you want to be a hypocrite. You can go for it. You know, hypocrites abound. So, you know, but anyway, I guess they're going to come back every couple of weeks. They'll be back. And unfortunately, you're probably picking up this dog barking here. My neighbor's dog is now barking on the other side of the fence along with my dogs. They love to bark at each other. But anyway, there's a great group of people that go to this gun store. In fact, I think I'm going to purchase a couple of guns from Fred just based on general principle. Not that I I'd like to trade in a couple of the guns that I have for a couple other guns. So there you go. I think I'll do a little business with Fred Delia at Delia's gun store. And, hey, because that's what it's all about, right? Freedom to do business, freedom to legally sell people firearms, not to be harassed by people who claim they're heeding God's call. Oh, I can't take hypocrites. Truly, I can't. You know, a lot of other things going on around the country. And, of course, I want to get in, when we come back from break, which will be in a couple minutes, I wanted to get into woman who was beaten up at a McDonald's in Baltimore. And I bet maybe some of you have seen that video, what just went viral on the internet. And I saw it, and I didn't listen to the sound. I just watched it. And that was enough for me. I didn't listen to the sound. And so when we come back from break, I'm going to actually try to get this working so I can take some calls and see this board here. But, you know, I want to talk. I read this article about energy, and this article was talking about how the energy prices and the food prices are threatening to push the U.S. economy into a recession. Now, I don't know what the people are smoking who wrote this article, but I got to tell you, it appears to me, from everything I can figure out, is that we're already in a recession. And so, you know, recession, I think we're like in a depression. They just don't want to use the D word. You know, God forbid if we should use the D word. So anyway, this joker said that energy is not quite as essential as food and water. Well, no, you don't. You need to have food and water to live, that's for sure. But if you don't have energy to be able to afford to put gas in your car to go to the job, which will afford you the opportunity to buy the food so that you can live, you're kind of SOL, aren't you? So I'm telling you, I don't know. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Are you receiving payments on a private loan? Would you rather have the cash now? If you're getting monthly payments on any type of real estate, promissory note, or private loan, American Finder can help. American Finder are specialists in getting people cash for real estate notes of any kind. It's quick, easy, and 100% secure. American Finder works with investors who are interested in purchasing the note from you or your client so you can have the money you need now. No more worrying about late payments or non-payments any longer. Just like banks buy mortgages, thousands of private investors across the country buy notes from individuals. They collect monthly payments while you get the cash you need. Buyers are standing by now, waiting to make estimates on your note. Appraisals are free, and you are under no obligation on any offer. Get the most from your note before the dollar drops any lower. Contact American Finder today at www.cash4cashflows.com. That's www.cash4cashflows.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion with dogs barking and madness happening on this end. But hey, it is what it is. So now I've got the screen up here because this I'm doing the show through Skype. So now I've got the screen up. So if you're interested in calling into my show today, please do so. The number is 716-213-6816. 716-213-6816. So I'm glad I can at least hear the music that leads you into break and takes you out of break and that kind of stuff, because otherwise I'm just guessing. I'm guessing on what's happening. But you know what? I'm a good guesser in life. So, hey, what the hell? Right. You know, it just is what it is. And oh, so what? It just, you know, nothing's ever perfect in life anyway. So I wanted to mention, I started to mention before we went to break, and I think it's important that we talk about what happened in McDonald's with that woman being beaten up by, a white woman being beaten up by two black women. And the people in McDonald's, there was one old woman who tried to stop them, tried to intervene, but otherwise the manager of McDonald's who was there and all of these, the workers in there, they happened to be black. I don't know if all of them were, but the ones who showed up in the camera, the person who was filming this was one of the employees of McDonald's who was filming this. And then, of course, I didn't listen to it, but what I read, because watching it was sufficient for me. I didn't need to hear what these dirtballs were saying as well. But the guy filming it said, oh, you better hurry because the cops are coming to the two women. One was age 14, and I think the other perpetrator, dirtball, was 18 or 20, somewhere around there. We're beating up this white woman, and the woman was having seizures. And do you think they beat her up so bad that the woman started to have seizures? Now, do you think anybody who worked at McDonald's, any of these dirtballs that were standing there watching this happen, these black men who were standing there watching this happen, do you think these so-called human beings could have bothered to do the right thing to help another fellow human being? No, of course they couldn't. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because the person who was being beaten was white and they were black. And if that isn't a perfect example of racism, I don't know what. And, you know, I'll tell you something else, too. I'm a little tired of these race hustlers. I'd like to see where Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton comment on this. You know what? I doubt it. They won't be bothered. Why? Because the victim of this crime happens to be white. If it was black, then they'd be all over the 6 o'clock news and they'd be parading down Main Street and they'd be down on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. complaining that, oh, they're being so abused and so discriminated against and that stuff. I got news for you. The majority of crimes committed in this country are committed by black people. They're not committed by white people. They're committed by black people. And people commit crimes because they choose to do so. They do not commit crimes because they're victims of racism. They commit crimes because they are individuals who are making choices in their life, okay? And this is an absolute disgrace. And I hope that that woman who was beaten up and had seizures, and these scumbags standing there watching, I hope that she sues McDonald's, and I hope she sues the owner of that franchise, and I hope that there's some statute that she can sue these dirtballs who filmed this, and the dirtball manager who did nothing. I hope that they can throw the book at them. Of course, we know with Eric Holder in office, the second racist in chief, I know with him in office, because he's not interested in prosecuting crimes equally, he's interested in picking out only people who are black that are victims. Those are the only crimes he's interested in prosecuting. He's not interested in equal application of the law. He's interested in picking out who it is who will actually have justice given to them, and the others can go pound salt as far as he goes. Eric Holder had the audacity to say that we're a nation of cowards. We're a nation of cowards, Eric Holder. You're the biggest coward out there. You want to know why, Eric Holder? Because if you were interested, truly, in having a discussion about race, then you would feel it was necessary to make sure that all victims of crime, regardless of color, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of sexual orientation or whatever, would all be treated equally. No, Eric Holder, you're the biggest coward going. I am so sick of this race hustle, I could puke. And I hope enough white people in this country start to realize that they are now being discriminated against big time from the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the race hustler, second in command race hustler, because you know who I think the biggest race hustler is out there? Barack Hussein Obama. Please, I can't take it anymore with this crap going on in this country. And that poor woman who was beaten up in that McDonald's, she exemplifies the racism in this country. Only the racism isn't white people who don't like black people. The racism is black people who now think that because they have a black president and they've got an attorney general who makes it so clear that he has absolutely no interest whatsoever in equal justice under the law, but he's going to pick and choose who will get equal justice. These people now know that they can get away with anything. And that's exactly the precedent that he has set, the tone that he has set in this country. And I blame Eric Holder and Barack Obama for what happened at this McDonald's, besides these dirtballs who did this to this poor woman. And I don't care whether she was a woman. I don't care whether she was a man dressing in drag. It's absolutely irrelevant. That is absolutely irrelevant. In fact, the article I read about this, it made me so hostile because the person who wrote this article felt it was necessary to bring up the background of the woman who was the victim. And you know what? The victim, a victim of a crime, their background isn't relevant. I don't care what they were doing. No one deserves that. And I don't care whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or what, or Native American or whatever you happen to be. Nobody deserves that. Nobody. And I'm telling you, if the white people don't start waking up in this country and realize that they're going to need to start fighting back and standing up for themselves, then I don't know what's going to happen in this country. I really don't. Because racism is wrong, regardless of who is the perpetrator of it. It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. You know, there's another, there was a man, a father in England who was at a McDonald's and he went to get a cup of coffee or something. And he broke up a fight of some guys standing in line and they murdered him. They murdered him. So this isn't the first time. And of course, it isn't McDonald's that's creating the situation. It's the people who are perpetrating the crimes who are creating the situation. The fact that it occurred at McDonald's has absolutely nothing to do with it. That's absolutely irrelevant. But you know what? Maybe now McDonald's is going to have to put security guards. Maybe these owners of these McDonald's in these ghetto areas where people act like that, maybe they're going to have to put security guards in there. And so for you, John Q. Public, when you go into a McDonald's and you see a security guard there, then you walk out the door and you say, nah, I'm not doing business in a joint like this. It's as simple enough. If you got to have a security guard in there, that then that's a clue to you that the people that frequent that establishment have a tendency to be violent, right? Isn't that pretty clear to me? When I walk into some place where they need to have security guards, and it tells me there's something wrong. Something is wrong. Just, it's absolutely unbelievable. It just makes me so upset that when I saw that and I saw that going on and I listened to these race hustlers, I can't take these race hustlers anymore. So you will have a candid conversation about race. I'm more than willing to have a candid conversation about race. You want to get in on this conversation? 716-213-6816. 716-213-6816. Now, I read something in the paper, too. There was an illegal alien who's been a cop in Anchorage, Alaska for 6 years, and I guess he went to apply for a passport or something like that, and that's how they discovered that. He was actually using someone else's name, and he became a police officer in Anchorage, Alaska, and he was there for 6 years before they figured out that, obviously, if you're using somebody else's name to apply for a job, well, something ain't right with that picture, huh? But look at, even the police are checking. So there you go. Hey, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff happening in this world today. And I just, you know, I don't know, kids, where we're headed. But we'll be right back. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. And my name is Maggie.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. Protestants, Orthodox Christians, and Roman Catholics have marked Easter Sunday in Jerusalem. Orthodox Christians and Roman Catholics held ceremonies at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, revered as the site of Jesus' crucifixion and burial and of his resurrection. Republican presidential hopefuls are in the midst of a fundraising rush. With the 2012 campaign off to a slow start, the contenders are under pressure to show they can raise money before the summer season begins. They are also under pressure to have enough money for full campaigns in early voting states. 12,000-plus people are still missing and presumed dead in Japan's March earthquake and tsunami, and a concerted two-day effort to find them begins tomorrow, Monday. Japan plans to send nearly 25,000 soldiers into the Northern District Zone in an intensive recovery mission. I'm Ron Allen.
News reports say that the price of gas in the U.S. may go up to $4 or more a gallon by summer. That's pretty scary news for the family budgets. But when you consider that many parents in third world countries don't even know what they're going to feed their children tomorrow, it takes on a different perspective. Now there's a way to help solve both problems. Get on your computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you can start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. You will feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Some go to usagoodness.com to earn extra money. Others have made it a full-time income. You've always wanted to do something good with your life. Now, you can earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children at the same time. If you need extra money or want to replace your job with your own home business, go to usagoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. That's 800-301-6177.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Your host, Jimmy X.
Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a lot of good information on my website. I've had a lot of great guests on my radio show, and my show actually airs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on KHNC, KHNC 1360, which is a station out of Colorado. And then I'm here on Sundays, obviously, you're hearing me on Micro 1650 at noon. And I no longer do the Friday shows. I dropped that station I was on that was out of South Jersey. So I'm just on the one in Colorado and here on the one in Tonawanda, New York. So go to my website, though. Check out the tab entitled Dark Future. Lots of information there. I've been focusing my show since last October. Pretty much the guests that I've had on have been discussing United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And you really need to. And I know a lot of the listeners to this radio show are pretty sophisticated, and they're aware of what's happening with UN Agenda 21. But go there. Lots of good information I'm accumulating there. And there's links to a lot of good websites that you really need to check out. Because, listen, I'm telling you, you need to really make yourself aware of what's happening with sustainable development. Now, I was reading an article about this cop. This a guy in Vegas was filming these cops who were making arrests. And the cop ended up arresting the guy who was filming. I guess he had gotten a new camera or something like that, so he just wanted to test it out. And so he ended up, the cop asked him if he lived where he was standing, and he said he didn't, when in actuality he really was standing in his own driveway. So the cop ended up arresting this guy and kind of, roughing him up, assaulting him. And so the cops had arrested the guy. He arrested this guy, and the guy had filmed all of this. And then, of course, then they decided the cop had no, they had to drop the charges against this guy. And of course, the cops in this article I was reading, they should have no expectation of privacy. So, you know, it's interesting to me because truly I'm a fan of law enforcement. I am a fan of our police and firemen and our military because I think that they do great work and I commend them all the time because I certainly wouldn't want to be out on the firing line. And dealing with what they are dealing with. But this guy got off, but he had it on film. So I am, Hey, police need to do their job. They work for us. We don't work for them. I've got a call. I'm going to see if I can answer this. Wait up. Hello? Hey, caller.
Maggie.
Yes.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Bill from Niagara.
Hi, Bill. Well, you know what? I'm struggling. I almost pushed the wrong button to answer this call, which would have then muted me, and some little bird in my head told me, whatever you do, don't push that button, so I'm glad I didn't, Bill. Otherwise, I wouldn't hear you, and you wouldn't hear me, so how are you, Bill? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I think we say, in this end of town, we say, Omegjilah, Alleluia. Mm-hmm. Polish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
But,
it's gone.
It's gone already, huh?
Ate the head off it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Well, yeah, you got to.
It's a traditional
thing.
Yes, it is.
I've been following this this incident you were talking about, and I find it completely nauseous and how they're suppressing the. This kind of information.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Out here
in Niagara, we had we did have a couple independent radio stations, not anymore. They got fucked up by the big boys.
Okay.
And we could hear things. But we've had multiple cases of incidents like this. The ones that really stick out, which I was somewhat involved in as an advocate, where we had four black kids in a home. And
like a home for wayward kids, that kind of a home for juvenile delinquents, that kind of a home?
Yeah, for juvenile delinquents, exactly.
Okay.
These kids did I'm going to try and be very delicate here. They did a broomstick solo on a woman in a wheelchair, a white woman.
Okay.
If that ain't the money, but, and then we have the idiots here. Well, they were good boys. They played football.
Yeah.
They did it for the Bills. And you hear all these good things, you know, these pastors, these mentors for these kids standing up and saying, you know, how good these kids are. Where this poor woman in a wheelchair, she's about to kill.
Yeah, yeah.
And the press does nothing.
No, they don't do anything because they're so concerned with political correctness. And I'm going to tell you something, Bill. Political correctness kills. And it's going to kill more people if the American people don't stand up and do what the right thing is to do. And they're not doing what they need to be doing.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. And your comment on security guards and Mickey D's, Mickey Crimes. We've got them out there. There's security guards in some Texas town in McDonald's because it's horrendous what goes on in there.
Exactly. So you know what that tells you is, John Q. customer, when you go to a place like that, you'd walk right back out the door and say, no thanks, I'm heading up the road or I'm heading to the next town. And it's as simple as that. And you can't blame McDonald's because they're not creating the environment. McDonald's didn't cause this problem. They're just victims of this problem as well, aren't they, Bill?
Oh, yeah. And here you have an independent businessman trying to make the best of what's going on out there. And now you get to employ a security guard to protect yourself and your customers?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly. What is wrong with this picture, Bill? And you know what? The sooner the American people start standing up and starting to talk about this and not be a coward like the race hustler Eric Holder is, the sooner they start talking about this, Bill, the better off we're all going to be. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, etc. The sooner they start having a true, candid conversation and stop pretending that somebody who rapes a woman in a wheelchair with a broom is somehow always a good boy. He just did something a little wrong. It's no different here than here in Philadelphia, Bill, where there were people like from PETA and that who were protesting against Michael Vick, who abused all of those dogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, and when he went to the football game, there were protesters out in the parking lot, and of course there were people claiming they were racist because they were protesting that this football team was more concerned with money than they were concerned with doing the right thing. Now, I'm all about, truly, about people, you serve your crime, you did your time, kind of a thing. But then you don't reward somebody. You don't reward somebody who does such heinous things by giving them a multi-million dollar contract. You know what? You made a choice. You live with the ramifications of it. Yes, you did your time, but I don't think you should be rewarded for it either.
Exactly. I mean, awarding arrogance and awarding crime and like that goes totally against the grain of what it's all about.
Yes, it does.
You're a bad boy, and you hooked jumper cables up to a dog.
Excuse me? Years ago, Bill, people who did this, who regardless of who they were, they became the pariahs of society. And they were an example to other people so that they didn't emulate their behavior. They didn't do the same thing. And people learned, because of the mores of society at that time, that you would be ostracized by society if you did outrageous, heinous things. Not anymore, Bill.
No, Maggie. And then we had people advocating for Michael Vick here in town to bring him in as a team player with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
exactly. Why are you rewarding that kind of behavior?
Yeah, I agree. You know what, Bill? You and I are from the old school. And you know what? The old school had it right. This newfangled crap that's happening in 2011 and has been happening now increasingly for decades now, this newfangled crap, look at our society. Our society today is a result of all this newfangled ideology of blaming the victim, not the perpetrator. We're blaming the victim because the perpetrator, oh, they grew up in a bad home, or they didn't have a mother, or they didn't have a father, or something like that.
Tears running down my face.
Yeah, and you know, and it makes me think about in the Bible, you know, there's a...
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Rebuilt, and I had it rebuilt by a buddy of mine, and take a look at it. She did a great job, and she has a company called Global Edge Systems, and her website, if you want to get in touch with her, is globaledge.net. She not only does websites, she does all kinds of computer stuff. She's like one of those computer guru people, and I'm like one of these Etch-a-Sketch people. So, but anyway, great job that she did on my website. It's got all the bells and whistles. We're still adding stuff to it, but check it out, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Also, another website, diggersrealm.com. If you want the facts, not the fiction, on illegal immigration in this country, diggersrealm.com. Now, when we went to break, before we went to break, I was talking about, with Bill, we were talking about these dirt balls who commit these crimes, and then other people stand up for them and claim, oh, well, they didn't really mean to rape this poor woman in a wheelchair with a broom handle. They're really good boys. Well, no, they're not good boys. Good boys don't do that, Bill, do they?
Oh, no. And here's what really ticked me off. Besides their advocates rallying around them, there is a, I'm not going to give his name, but there's a black preacher, let's just leave it at that, who is also advocating for these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I was called a racist.
Well, they, you know what, Bill, I'll tell you something. They call everybody a racist today. Anybody who's white is now, you're all racist. And if you haven't figured that out yet, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. They call everybody a racist because that's the way they're going to silence you. And you're going to bend down and you're going to grovel along the ground and acquiesce and say, oh, please, you know, call me anything. Don't call me a racist. I'm not really a racist. What can I do to prove to you I'm not a racist? You know what? To hell with that crap. We're not racist. Are there some people who are racist? Yeah. And they come in all colors, don't they, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be white or black to be a racist.
You just
want to hate.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to say something I was thinking of. You know, in the Bible,
please,
it says, when I was a child, I acted like a child, I spake like a child.
Yeah.
But when I got old enough where I was able to reason the difference between right and wrong, then I understood what was right and I understood what was wrong. And everybody who is a perpetrator of a crime is old enough to realize right from wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. If you can conceptualize doing evil to someone, then you know right from wrong.
Exactly.
I hate to loop on this thing. The same preacher. We have, in the city of Buffalo, every June, they have a festival in the black community. It's known as Juneteenth.
Okay.
Because the festival runs in the teens of June.
Okay.
Per se. Anyways, same said preacher led a parade down the main drag of the black community, thousands of people strong, with their fist in the air going, black pride, black pride, black pride. Now, can you imagine that happening in, like, the white section of town?
Oh, no, of course. And you'd all, you know, then Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all the race hustlers who make millions of dollars, by the way, hustling race. They would be out in force. And then we'd have the ACLU out there, too, because they always love to defend anything that's anti-American, don't they? That's what the ACLU is all about. They're not the American Civil Liberties Union. They're the anti-American Civil Liberties Union. And periodically they do take a case that actually supports liberty and freedom. But most of the time they're on the side of the communists. And let's face it, right now, Bill, the people in control in this country are communists. This is no longer a representative republic. We have devolved into a dictatorial regime, and it has nothing to do with the fact that Barack Obama is black, because this has been a long time coming. And Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. and Clinton, they're all in the same game when it comes to hustling the American people. They just approach it from different angles. That's all.
Oh, yeah. What I don't understand, Maggie, I don't understand the machine behind it.
Well, the machine behind it, Bill, is this globalist elite who are truly looking to push this country into a one world order. That's the machine behind it. And the law that is being implemented and used all around is communitarian law. But whoever heard of it, Bill? And they know all about that in the European Union, but nobody ever heard of communitarian law here in the United States. And that's what is undermining. Those are the principles. We are now, our system of government, with the different treaties that have been signed, the CAFTA Treaty and others, we are now subservient to international law. It's just they forgot to let the American people know.
That is so wrong. I mean, why was the United States founded?
Well, when you think about it, really, why did they come here? Why did the pilgrims come here? Why did the founding fathers come here? Because they wanted to escape dictatorial rule. That's why.
And they
why.
Didn't like government.
Exactly. They knew what it was all about. They knew, but unfortunately, the people in this country have been fat and happy and dumbed down for decades. So now we have a nation of dolts who don't know what freedom and liberty is all about. All they're interested in the next handout that they can get. They don't want to get up off their duff and work. What is it, Bill? Now more people in this country actually get more money and entitlement money than they pay into the system?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about, you know. And you know, we can't take care of our vets. We can't take care of our people with disabilities. But the entitlement, oh yes, that's number one.
Exactly. I know it. It's just, you know, there's a lot of problems in this country, Bill. But you know what? I'm going to stay redistributing the truth as I do, and I'm going to continue to shout from the rooftops, because I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave, and nothing has changed today.
Yeah,
nothing has changed today.
It's disgusting where it's going.
Yes, it is. It is.
And like, you, again, Maggie, you hit the nail on the head when you said dumbing down. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
It's exactly what it's all about. I don't want to talk conspiracy, but that's the game plan.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not conspiracy, Bill. These are documented facts. These aren't conspiracies. When you use the word conspiracy, you're falling prey to what they want you to think, because they want people to not pay attention to the truth when it slaps them in the head with like a 2x4. These aren't conspiracies, Bill. These are facts. They're documentable. They are facts that this has been going on. It is a deliberate thing. I've had a couple of women on my radio show that have been involved with the educational system. One worked for the Department of Education when Reagan was in office, and she wrote a book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. This isn't fiction, Bill. This is fact. What's happening is fact, and we are living the results of it today.
I'm telling you. Well, Maggie, you winded down here.
Yeah, I know it, Bill. So, have a nice...
Have a great Easter too, man.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll be hearing you on one of Niagara stations.
Okay. Okay.
You take care.
You too, Bill. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Well, everybody, you know, Jim, I can see Jim. I'm looking at the screen here, and my buddy Jim is helping me out he's manning the controls. He's the captain of the controls here. So as I see, I'm looking at the screen, I see the mouse moving around, and I know it's my buddy Jim. Oh, he says, you're welcome. He's manning the controls, so it's a good thing somebody is. But anyway, you know what? today we are very lucky for those of you who are Christian out there and you believe in Jesus. And today is the day Jesus rose from the dead to atone for all our sins, right? So we're very lucky. I certainly believe that I am. And I think I'm very lucky to be able to be on this radio station. And I'm very lucky to be able to have a brain in my head so that I'm able to recognize. And I think, you know, everybody is put in places for a reason, I believe, in life. I truly believe that is. I think that you've experienced the different things you experience in life because it's all setting the stage for something down the road that we don't know until we get there. And I really believe that because I am not afraid to stand up and speak out for what is right, because it is right versus wrong. It is not black versus white or white versus black. It is right versus wrong. And this is the fight that we're in this country. We're in a fight between right versus wrong. And that's what people need to realize here. And it's critical that you get in the game, that you find your backbone. If you don't have it, then you need to acquire one. If you want me to share a little mind with you, I'll be glad to do that. I'll stand in front. You can stand behind. I don't care. But you need to get into the game. You need to stand up for what's right in America, people. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. And it's time to stand up and fight for what is right. Now, I'm going to be going over to John's parents' house today, and we're going to eat a lot of ham and all the other good fixings of an Easter dinner. Of course, I like to, I'm not really much of a ham fan, to be honest with you. But anyway, I pretend and I go along, and they like ham, and that's okay with me. But I don't know. You just got to stay strong. That's all I know. You just got to stay strong. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Please visit it. Please take a look at the tab entitled Dark Future. Hey, better days are coming, people. Keep your chin up. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be, and I believe better days are coming. So, hey, have a wonderful Easter, everybody, and I'll be back. Well, actually, Tuesday you can hear me at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Go to my website and you'll be able to hear my show on KHNC 1360. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you next Sunday if you don't listen to me on Tuesday. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare.